It's Startup Nation on WJR.
Easy to follow instructions on achieving your dream.
By taking action now.
Here again are Jeff Sloan and Dan Gliske.
Okay, we're taking action now. We're learning all about social media and how you can use it to create awareness out there and to create good branding impressions, interest in your business, leading ultimately to leads and sales. And we've got Cheryl Stinchcomb on the line with us right now as our expert talking about Pinterest. Cheryl, welcome back to Startup Nation Radio.
Thank you, Jeff.
All right, it's great to have you on. Listen, we want to learn now. So we've talked about the demographic of Pinterest, and you made a very, very good point that Pinterest needs to be part of an advertising mix. You know, it's not one over the other, but especially if you want to target women, this could be, you know, more of a priority than, say, some of the others, like the LinkedIn or Twitter, for example. And if we want to market on Pinterest, tell us, you mentioned e-commerce, there's more sales going on. We want to grab a piece of that action. Tell us how we can set ourselves up to be in position to do just that. What are some key steps we need to take to be effective on Pinterest?
Well, when it comes specifically to e-commerce, obviously, you know, Pinterest is all about driving people out of Pinterest and into your website, whether that's using Shopify or, some other way. I mean, a lot of people are even promoting affiliate products. They are selling things from eBay and, they're selling things from Amazon as well.
And the cool thing about Pinterest, to break it down too, so this is about using my personal influence, for example, right? I mean, I'm able to go onto Pinterest, express myself not just to say, hey, this is who I am, but to express myself in a way that says, these are the things that I like, maybe these are the things that I've purchased, and oh, by the way, you can purchase them too, right?
Yeah, I mean, literally, I mean, if a company wants to know what women want, just go on Pinterest. Because they pin it, they like it, they make comments. I mean, you really don't have to get any focus groups. I mean, you go on Pinterest, you'll know exactly what people are buying.
And women tend to be extremely social. So the effectiveness, I mean, the number one influencer for a woman's purchase is a friend or someone they trust as an influencer to help guide them to their purchase decision. So that's, Pinterest is just so teed up perfectly. It uses images, you know, great design. It's very appealing. Where it's drawing on the power of this, you know, social aspect of women influencing other women toward the purchase path. And so it's really effective. And if you look at it, I mean, it all tees up. It's not surprising that it's so effective.
No, it is really effective. In fact, 81% of U.S. women actually trust Pinterest as an online source to purchase, which is amazing. That's huge. And so really it's about brands really representing themselves correctly on Pinterest. Probably the biggest mistake they make is they just pin products to pin them, and they forget that Pinterest is still a social media site. So it's really about building a relationship by choosing the right images and really adding value to that person's lifestyle.
Cheryl, is Pinterest so relevant and so trustworthy because it's so visual?
I think it has a lot to do with the women because it's 86% women. I really believe because they trust each other.
Got it.
Then women, what do? They talk and they say, I got this, go get this. And they share everything they love. They gossip about it. And, you know, they always go and they can always find answers for anything on Pinterest. And I think that's why it's earned so much trust.
And so, Cheryl, one thing we haven't talked about is, you know, small businesses have limited resources, limited time, limited energy. What are some key assets I need? You know, not the least of which, do I need a budget? Do I need a budget for this? If so, how do I figure that out? And then what else do I need? Photos, right? Digital photos. What do I need to be in position to take advantage of Pinterest?
Well, you definitely need high quality resolutions for images. And those can be taken yourself even on a smartphone nowadays. So one of the things they want to do if they have a high resolution is they want to be able to add words to it, a call to action, which they can do on PicMonkey.com for free. You start a business account on Pinterest for free. Pinterest doesn't cost you anything. Currently, right now, they're not running ads. They're going to do that, but it's going to be with really, really large companies that have like a million to $2 million budget. So you don't really, it's free. It doesn't cost you anything to get stuff set up. And you just want to make sure that you're reaching your market with the right images to drive them to go back to your website. They need to offer some type of value to get them to go visit the website.
Okay, and what about budget? I mean, does it cost anything to do all of this?
Oh, no. You can set up a business account on Pinterest, and it doesn't cost anything. So to use Pinterest at this point, there's no fees to it whatsoever.
Magic to the ears of most of the entrepreneurs out there.
Right. I mean, it's an easy test. For someone to be able to go on and spend some time on it without costing them any dollars.
And what about, I mean, you're obviously a Pinterest expert, but to tap you a little bit now and ask some of the questions we asked to Corey, in complement to having Pinterest in the mix, what are some other go-to resources that you think are critical to have in the social media mix?
I'll be honest, for me, other than Pinterest, which is my number one driver, I've been pleasantly surprised with Google+. Really surprised. I dove in probably a couple months ago and really got involved with the right communities. And it's the second driver for the highest traffic to my website right now, which is more than Facebook, which is surprising to me. It used to be, you know, Facebook was number two.
Interesting. And would you, you know, here you are singing the praises of Pinterest, but are there businesses out there that you would say just shouldn't even consider, you know, I mean, aside from outliers, but I mean, in general, just in very generally speaking, are there certain types of businesses that you believe wouldn't benefit well from using Pinterest or should stay away from it and do something else?
Yeah, I would say that there's some that wouldn't. And obviously, if they don't attract women, don't get on there. I had a client that was actually trying to sell insurance, and it wasn't going well. And so I encouraged them, you know, don't use Pinterest. It's not going to really work well for your business. It's hard to, you know, do that imagely to be able to show how do you sell insurance. So there are certain things, as long as they're catering to women, and it's something they can really, not just products, but if they're services that apply to women, then it's going to be attractive to them.
And then, you know, once you've got this information on Pinterest, I've got my great quality images there, I've got my website ready to accept the traffic that's going to be driven from Pinterest back to the website, I've got my, you know, my Shopify site, I've got my e-commerce capability ready to go. What, you know, how do I get found on Pinterest? I mean, there's a lot of businesses now on Pinterest. How does that work? How does someone find me on Pinterest?
Well, the one thing that they want to do is entrepreneurs need to go onto Pinterest and do some research first. Before you dive into any social media, you want to do that. And so getting on Pinterest and going through the search and searching certain keywords is going to be able to help them to make sure that they're actually, you know, that they should be on Pinterest. The other thing is that they need to optimize, which is still SEO. So I know Corey mentioned Google previously.
He did.
Pinterest is very Google friendly. In fact, Google, when you type in a keyword on Google, you will actually see Pinterest boards. So Pinterest really will fall in line on the very first page of Google often.
Right. So instead of someone coming into Pinterest and then browsing and finding me that way or searching for me within Pinterest and finding me that way, you could actually just do a Google search, for example, and you could land on the page that's mine at Pinterest. So if my SEO is optimized, I got a better shot at that happening.
Absolutely. So the more boards you have with the right keywords, it's going to be able to help business owners get on that front page without having to pay for a Google ad.
Yeah. Let me ask you, I asked you which businesses might not be right for Pinterest. Let me turn the tables a second here. Are there businesses out there that you think or that you know of could run their entire marketing program through Pinterest alone? And if so, what types of businesses are those?
Well, obviously, when you look at certain big brands that are using it, Nordstrom is a huge brand. So like a clothing store, obviously for women, shoe store, photography could do really, really well, at least boost their business. Weddings are absolutely huge. If you sell, you know, crafts, do-it-yourself crafts, if you sell cookbooks and cooking and you've got a blog for that, I mean, those are extremely popular on Pinterest.
So things that are very visual and things that appeal to women. That's it. That's kind of sums up the Pinterest, right?
Pretty much, okay. Yeah.
So, Cheryl, you are a Pinterest marketing expert. You're the founder of CherylWebTV.com. You are a social media expert. I do have a question for you. We talked very specifically about Pinterest. Just in general, there are iconic brands that have been built without social media. Is it possible today, in your opinion, to build an iconic brand without social media?
I don't think anyone can. I think because we are so dependent on social media to learn about what's going on and to get reviews. And, you know, I just think we're too dependent on it right now.
So no matter what business you're in today, you really need to discover some aspect of social media that works for your business and become an expert at that if you want to be successful and build that brand?
I think it's a must because you have to build a relationship, and that is the absolute best way to be able to do that is through social media or building your client list through social media.
Great, Cheryl. Yes, thank you, Cheryl. We've got to run to a break, but I can't thank you enough for sharing your wisdom on Pinterest with us here. That was great advice. I mean, I think,
absolutely.
Look, if anyone out there is starting a business or wants to grow a business, has got things that can be expressed very visually in a very compelling way and wants to target women, as Cheryl astutely pointed out, Pinterest is for you. Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks so much. And when we come back, we're going to talk to someone who's using Facebook, just like Cheryl talked about Pinterest. We're going to talk to someone who's using Facebook very effectively to help accelerate business. Stick with us on Startup Nation Radio.